Bagaimana kalau diberi jawab diri di kongkat saya? Punya niat jana bicara. Punya sejum jana berjalan ibu yang beri ini uang kongkat.
Ingat di jual 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 持续不断地专注该相，则能达到安止定。这是第二种无色定，称为是无边处定。
一日修那从那个从那，一辈子你们老辈子不能改变，那就一辈子不能改变观念。我一辈子能应该研究的观念，不能改变，那就一辈子不能改变观念。The Aquarius Convenience Readiness and Decision, so the Bhagavad Gita as follows. This mind and us can do that perception of the grace of infinite consciousness in Aquarius Convenience Readiness and Decision. He understands that whatever this interference that there might be depending on the perception of us, those are not present here.Whatever this difference is, there might be depending on the perception of the breath of infinite space. Those are not present here. There is present only this amount of disturbance, namely the singleness depending on the perception of the breath of infinite consciousness. He understands this field of perception is part of the perception of the earth.This field of perception is part of the perception of the breath of infinite space. There is present only this no-mindedness, namely the singleness depending on the perception of the breath of infinite consciousness. Thus, he regards it as part of what is not there. But as to what remains there, he understands that, which is present, that this is present.That ananda, this gift, this feeling, and this context, you are decent in the oneness.
在小空间里提到的比丘也成就了是无边处定。当他的心投入于是无边处定时，他获得了信心、稳定与决心。因此佛陀说，他的心投入于是无边处之想，而获得信心、稳定与决心。他了知，任何由于地之想而升起的干扰，在此并不存在；任何由于空无边处之想而升起的干扰，在此也不存在。在此只存在这一点干扰，也就是由于是无边处之想而升起的这一法。他觉知慈想的境界空无地之想，慈想的境界空无边处之想，而只有这一项不空，也就是是无边处之想这一法。于是对于不存在的他觉知是空，但是对于还存在的则觉知它的存在为这还存在。如此阿难，这也是他真实不被扭曲及清净地投入于空。
The perception of the breath of nothingness. Again, another, a book not attending to the perception of the breath of infinite space. Not attending to the perception of the breath of infinite consciousness.Attends to the singleness based on the perception of the breath of nothingness. This mind and us into that perception of the breath of nothingness and acquires convenience, readiness and precision.
无所有处之想。经文。再者，阿难，比丘不注意空无边处之想，也不注意是无边处之想。而只注意无所有处之想这一法，他的心投入于无所有处之想，而获得信心、稳定与决心。
The breath of nothingness Agenjinyayana Gnana is the Sati Kimiriya Jana. It said that it is objecting the absence of the consciousness which took immediate way as it is object. That is the absence of Agenjinyayana Gnana. Agenjinyayana Gnana is absent when the way of immediate consciousness. Vinyanijayana Gnana is occurring such as free. Because students of consciousness in a right imagination has the only one thought moment. So, when the weight of infinite consciousness is occurring that is free, the weight of infinite weight, Agasana Janana Jana, is subject. If that immediate Jana, the weight of nothingness has tested its object, that subject. The absence of the weight of infinite weight.
经文解释，无所有处定是第三种无色定，它以空无边处禅心的不存在为对象。当是无边处禅心持续升起的时候，空无边处禅心就不存在，因为在一个心事刹那里，不能有两个心事同时存在。无所有处定就是以空无边处禅心的不存在作为专注的对象。
If you wish to develop the wisdom of nothingness, you must first identify modalities of the wisdom of infinite consciousness. After that, you should reflect on the disadvantages of the wisdom of infinite consciousness, namely that the weight of infinite consciousness and the weight of infinite space, as it is via enemy. And it is not a wisdom that the weight of nothingness.
如果想修行无所有处定，你必须先完成是无边处定的无自在。之后，你应当思维是无边处定的缺点，也就是是无边处定有空无边处定为它的劲敌，并且是无边处定不如无所有处定宁静。
Awaiting the disadvantages of and beginning this passion name towards the weight of infinite consciousness, we should reflect on the peaceful nature of the weight of nothingness.
见到是无边处定的缺点，并且厌离于它之后，你应当思维无所有处定宁静的本质。
Then you should concentrate on the absence of the consciousness that took infinite ways as it is object. In this way, there are two types of consciousness, the ways of infinite ways, jhana consciousness, agasana jayana jhana jhaya. In the ways of infinite jhana consciousness, unyani jayana jhana jhaya. As mentioned above, two consciousnesses cannot rise in one thought moment. When the base of infinite space jhana consciousness is present as rising, subject, passing away, or bhagat, city, kuna. The base of infinite jhana consciousness cannot be present as rising, subject, passing away. In the same way, when the base of infinite jhana consciousness is present, the base of infinite space jhana consciousness cannot be present either. It is the absence of the weight of infinite weight jhana consciousness, which you must change as object. Taking the absence of that jhana consciousness as object, we imagine it as nothingness, nothingness, or absence, absence.
然后，你应当专注于空无边处禅心的不存在。在这种情况下有两种心，也就是空无边处禅心及是无边处禅心。正如上述谈到的，在一个心事刹那里不能有两个心同时存在。当空无边处禅心以生住灭的过程存在时， 是无边处禅心的生住灭过程就不存在。同理，当是无边处禅心存在时，空无边处禅心就不存在。我们现在的对象是空无边处禅心的不存在，专注于空无边处禅心的不存在，默念它为无所有、无所有，或者不存在、不存在。
有的诸佛念念不存在，念佛在 nothingness with applying stuff. When doing this again, you will find that the images are separate and the substance concentration rises with the time as it is object. By repeated addition to the time, you will find that absorption jhana rises with the time as it is object. This is still in the immediate jhana called the image of nothingness, awakening your jhana, jhana.
应当以觉知的心来继续专注该相为无所有，无所有。借着如此一再地专注，你将发现五盖被降服了，并且你达到了地行定。持续不断地专注该相，则会达到安止定。这是第三种无色定，称为无所有处定。
In the Yula Samhita Sutta, a bhikkhu tries to attain the bliss of nothingness. His mind enters into the perception of the bliss of nothingness. He acquires convenience, readiness, and decision. So the Buddha continues his samatha as follows. Ananda, his mind enters into that perception of the bliss of nothingness and acquires convenience, readiness, and decision.He understands that whatever disturbances there might be depending on the perception of the way of infinite space. Those are not present here. Whatever disturbances there might be depending on the perception of the way of infinite consciousness. Those are not present here. There is present only this amount of disturbance, namely the singleness depending on the perception of the bit of nothingness. He understands this bit of perception is part of the perception of the bit of infinite space. This bit of perception is part of the perception of the bit of infinite consciousness. There is present only this nobleness.Namely, the singleness depended on the perception of the bit of nothingness. As he regards it as part of what is not there. But as to what remains there, he understands that, which is present, that